Welcome along to this week's Sunday Mail podcast, www.sundaymail.co.uk/podcasts. Alison here with you. Now, in the run-up to Christmas, it's always good crack to go out with your friends and have a light sherry or 12. And of course, well, I do that most of the year, but Christmas is no exception. I'm continuing to do it. And of course, I do it quite often with Miss Diane. And Diane and I recently have been doing quite a lot of radio work together, which is great fun, although things can get slightly out of hand. And very recently, we were doing a programme together, a talk show, which is great, but you really have to keep it together, which, as you can hear from here, isn't quite as easy as it sounds. Have you ever done a panto?
I did Postman Pat the panto, yes.
Oh, you did the panto? did they go into Christmas mood, did they?
I did go into Postman, yes, and we sang the Christmas pudding song as well. Oh. And it was in the West End of London, you see, years ago.
The Christmas pudding song,
yes. Christmas pudding. Oh, I'm going to embarrass myself.
You might as well.
Absolutely not.
Yes. I'm not going to embarrass myself. What have you been doing here since 10 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, so they rewrote the sort of Postman Patty sort of thing. And yes, we did sing lots of songs about Christmas time and lots of skating on ice.
You don't know, Diane was Mrs. Goggins and Granny Dryden. She had a double role in Postman Pat.
And I lost my heart in Greendale, yes.
You lost
Postman
your heart,
Pat,
I
yes.
Know,
and Jess the Cat.
And yeah. Jess the Cat. Jess the Cat would be a fair age by now.
Oh, I know. And he was robotic. He used to spin, but sometimes...
Was he?
Yes, I used to just spin around the stage. But then off stage, he got a damn good kicking.
Did he? What a shame. And did you ever lose it on stage?
Frequently, yes.
Did you?
Yes, absolutely. There was something where I had to come up with my post office, and every time I sort of opened the door, you know, I was very friendly, not in that way, but with the guy that paid Postman Pat, and he could just have a glint in his eyes, and I just completely lost, and I did nearly get sacked, because they'd go, you do that again the next performance and you're in trouble. And I think it's just absolute nerves. So I would say to myself as soon as I, you are not going to laugh, the door would open and see his eyes, and there's a whole week of it.
That's the problem, isn't it?
It was awful.
Granny Dryden, you know, oh my God. And of course, Postman Pat will have retired by now, so
I think they're probably still doing stage productions.
Are they
still on telly, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I stopped going to see the stage production when you came out of it, funnily enough.
And of course, the Singing Kettle, we had a wee word with Scylla the other day there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
they're going to be, I think, at the Festival Theatre on Sunday and Monday.
Oh, that's great. Gosh, it's all good, isn't it?
Did you bang bang? We're going along to see that on Tuesday.
Bang bang.
Bang bang. Yes.
Bang bang. I love all that.
Scrumptious and all that. So, Kat, we're looking forward to going to see that.
She's getting all teary eyed. She's getting quite dramatic. So, I think what we'll do is we'll better get her have a wee lie down. So that's the pitfall, basically, of doing a radio programme with one of your best friends. You do lose the plot occasionally and witter on like a pair of dafties. Still, there'll be no change there. We'll be doing it in many bars over the festive period, and I hope you'll be doing the same. So enjoy yourself, whatever you're doing, and I'll speak to you very soon. And thanks for tuning in to the Sunday Mail podcast. Till next time, bye!